Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. There is something really strange going on in the New York Comics gold and silver commodity futures markets since last fall. I don't understand exactly what is happening, but it could be a signal of major supply shortages of these two metals. When a COMEX gold or silver futures contract matures, the owner can ask for delivery of the underlying metal, or sell off their position, or roll it over into a new contract that matures further in the future. If the owner asks for delivery, the party obligated to fulfill it has three standard options. They may deliver the metal out of registered COMEX inventories, settle for cash, or deliver shares of exchange-traded funds representing the equivalent amount of the metal. Another settlement option was created more than a century ago called Exchange Futures for Physical, called EFP. This is considered an emergency option as the party fulfilling the contract not only delivers an equivalent contract for future delivery, they also pay cash to the contract owner. Obviously, parties would normally not want to settle contracts in this manner, as it is the highest cost way to do so. EFP settlements for gold and silver COMEX contracts were infrequent in the past. However, starting last fall, their volume began to grow. Now, more than 50% of all COMEX gold contracts called for delivery are settled in this manner. Apparently, most of the futures contracts delivered for an EFP settlement are from the London Exchange. Sadly, this is where the transparency ends. As far as researchers can tell, no significant quantity of COMEX or London gold is leaving the vaults. So, just how are these contracts being ultimately settled? The secrecy surrounding the massive quantities of COMEX gold and silver contracts now settled by EFP leads me to suspect two things. First, is this a subterfuge to mask a huge and growing shortage of physical gold and silver inventories? Second, will people who think they own gold or silver because they own a COMEX futures contract eventually find out that they only have a piece of worthless paper? Stay tuned for developments. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.